You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.
You mentioned Stuart Price, the guy you recorded it with, who's worked with people like The Killers. It has some kind of Killers-y synth vibe to it. There's a bit more, like a bit of pep to it. What was it like working with him, Johnny?
Oh, we really loved it, man. He's a pretty incredible guy, Stuart Price. He did some stuff like, you know, a lot of studios are kind of set up with a live room and the recording room. Sorry, like the recording room and like the and then with the monitor desk and stuff, where he set everything up in the live room. So it was almost like a bedroom recording setup, which was awesome. So you just have like, and we'd be sitting on the couch and Tommy would be like doing his vocals 5 meters away, and then there'll be a drum kit over there and there'd be synths over here. So you basically, if you ever had an idea, you could just run over and kind of put it down really quickly. And it also just changed the whole dynamic. It wasn't like, all right, you're going into the live room now, you know, to do your take, you know, like that kind of vibe. It kind of just relaxed the whole experience, which was really, I think, really cool. I kind of, I took quite a bit from that. And also just like his work with electronic stuff, like we've been delving into that production wise over the last couple of years. And with his help, you know, we had these ideas, but he kind of helped us get over the hill a bit with making all the sonically really legit and using lots of analog synths and all that kind of stuff.
It sounds like it was a really positive experience for you guys to work so closely with a producer, but I know in the past you've produced a lot of your own stuff as well. Is it difficult to let go and to let someone else kind of influence the art in that way?
No.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, I loved it. Take it out of my hands.
We've done the other stuff, you know.
Yeah.
We've done that before. We did our first EP, pretty much the whole thing, except for the drums in my apartment in Newtown. Then we did a bit of it with our album, like in the apartment, and then also with our mate Dylan Adams, and then the next album with Kim. So like, we've slowly been, I guess, giving a little bit more away. But this was definitely the first time where we haven't like gone off and recorded kind of our own parts at some point. Like it's all been under the eye of a producer, which I think we kind of needed to do to keep learning and keep moving, and also for it to sound different, you know.
Mason, I mean, you guys have, you said worked with Kim from the Presets now and now Stuart Price. You've mentioned getting into the kind of a dancier vibe. How deep into that do you reckon you'll go? You actually just had a track remixed by absolute like electronic legends Orbital as well.
Yeah, well, dude, we got a master for another remix of that same song back in this morning, and it sounds insane.
Well, RSK.
No way.
From Melbourne. Yeah.
An epic guy.
Dude, I love, crazy, man.
We've got so many remixes going on at the moment. I think John and I were talking about getting a little DJ set together where we just sort of do just remixes of our own songs. Is that?
As you say it out loud, it seems kind of narcissistic. Yeah, well, DMA's DJs, I like it.
Yeah, okay. DMA's tech man.
DJAs.
That means we can just play. We can play a late night gig, not have to bring any gear, and just play dance versions of our tunes,
and not have to listen to anyone else's fucking music.
Do you guys take requests? Is that as DJs?
Yeah, we take requests as long as it's our song.
You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.